Welcome to another episode of Listening Lyrics. You're listening to Listening Lyrics right here on KDRT FM 95.7 in Davis, California. And I'm your host, Pete Pastor, along with...
Jeannie Pastor.
Wow.
That's, so there.
So it's like you almost had to think about it.
Maybe I did. Maybe I did.
Yeah, maybe you did. Maybe you did. Hey, we've got kind of a special show.
It's a fun show.
It's going to be a fun show. We don't have a guest, but we've got some interesting music. And we're going to play music that includes odd things that normally you don't see in a band or an orchestra.
Sounds that create music and increase the ambiance of what you're listening to. Maybe makes you think about, what is that sound?
And one of the first songs we're going to play, it includes an anvil.
Yes.
And I remember reading about this, that one of the band members, and I'm not sure which one, but I have a feeling it's probably the percussionist, said, we need it to get a sound of a hammer.
Right.
And the drums didn't do it. So we're going to start off by, I'm not going to introduce the song, Jeannie.
It speaks for itself.
It speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to play a song written by Sting, but performed by Sting and Eric Clapton. And it's called It's Probably Me. And Jeannie, introduce what the opening sound and throughout the song is.
It ended up being the opening song, the theme song of Lethal Weapon 3. And for those of you who have seen that, the story pretty much revolves around a tragic fire. So the beginning of the song, you will hear in the bass, the rhythm section, the sound of a presumably Zippo lighter being lit, the sound of that flint against the grate.
And the opening of the cap.
Yes.
Alrighty, so we're going to start with the song we're not going to introduce, and then we'll go to Sting with the song
It's Probably,
which is a beautiful song.
Yes. Studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Oh, oh, oh. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. I take you out to the pictures, John. But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. Gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the glass has gone away, so he waits behind, writing 50 times, I must not be so, oh, oh, oh. But when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell's silver hammer made sure that she was dead. Thank you. we go to Dirty One, Maxwell stands alone. Painting testimonial pictures, oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. The judge does not agree, and he tells them so, oh. From behind.
Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer came down upon his head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver hammer made sure that he was dead.
I hate to say it, but it's probably me. to say it, I hate to say it, it was probably me. I hate to say it, I hate to say it, but it's probably me. I hate to say it,
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 it's probably me.
Probably.
I hate to say it,
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 it's probably me.
Boy, he's a real pro. Mr. Sting himself singing It's Probably Me, along with a little help from a friend, Eric Clapton, and of course the lighter song. And you know what, Jeannie? That song reminds me so much of one of his other songs that he wrote in the same kind of feeling, and that's called Fragile.
Yes, a beautiful song. Both of them are.
And of course we opened up with Maxwell Silverhammer with the Beatles.
Yeah, it's quite something. I think only the Beatles could come up with such a pretty song, close to a ditty, that's about whacking your girlfriend's head with an anvil.
No, a silver hammer.
Silver hammer.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it's Peter and Jeannie on Listening Lyrics talking about different songs. We're just having a little fun here, introducing you to some songs that you might not know have some sounds in there that were fairly creative. So many records do include sounds, but we're kind of highlighting the ones here. So we're gonna go on here with a song by Brioni, it's called Brioni by Dario Marienlo. I think that's how I pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from, which movie was that from again, Jeannie?
Atonement. It's the very opening of the movie Atonement, and in the music that goes along with it, it is the first song.
Ah, okay.
On the CD or...
And it's a typewriter in there, and you'll hear the typewriter going, but it's kind of nice because all of a sudden the typewriter becomes part of the music before it fades out. Good to listen to, and then we're going to follow up with Jackal, a song called Lumberjack, and of course it will have a chainsaw in it. Well, the chainsaw says it all. Lumberjack by Jekyll. And then we heard, or right before that, we heard a song from the movie Atonement called Brioni. And of course, the typewriter was included in that.
A complicated movie.
Very.
Yeah.
Very interesting movie. Loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Relationship problems, financial woes, job stress, depression, suicide prevention, and crisis services of Yolo County provides confidential help at no cost, 24 hours a day. If you or someone you know needs immediate assistance, call the Davis 24-hour crisis line at 530-756-5000. More information, including other hotlines, is available at suicidepreventionyolocounty.org. And I was just reading in the paper this morning that there is going to be instituted a national 988 number for suicide prevention. So I think that's a very, very healthy national step.
250 people a day commit suicide by just using handguns.
Ugh.
A day.
Staggering.
So that's very important news. Or resources, I should say. Not news, resources. All right, we're going to go on with a song called The Boxer by Simon and Garfunkel. Now here, the actual instrument being used is a drum, but Hal Blaine, the drummer, and Simon and Garfunkel wanted a deeper sound of a drum. And with an echo in it. And they were at Capitol Records Studios. They couldn't figure it out. And finally, Hal Blaine said, I've got it. He moved the drum right next to the bottom of an elevator shaft, or the top of an elevator shaft. He had the elevator dropped all the way to the bottom. And then when he had the empty elevator shaft with the doors open, he would whack his drum and you get that boom sound in the song The Boxer.
Which is perfect in that song.
Absolutely. And then we're going to go way back in time with that would be Buddy Holly and his song Every Day. And there again, they were looking for a particular sound for percussion. And Buddy Holly said, you know, I was typewriting something last night. I want to use one specific key on my typewriter.
Tick, 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 tick.
And you'll hear it. Here we go with The Boxer.
I am just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I have squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. When I left my home and my family, I was no more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, wet and scared. Laying low, seeking out the poorer quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. La 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 la. Thank you. wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me, bleeding me. Stands a boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
Getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day it's getting faster. Everyone said, go ahead and ask her. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Every day seems a little longer. Love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. A little longer, every way love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Well, you know, Jeannie, once in a while, it's fun to do a show like this, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You know, we get to do a little research. We get to learn a little bit. And sometimes we even learn about new artists. And
in the evening, it gives us something to talk about if we're running out of things.
Absolutely. I like what you say. Well, we're going to keep on rolling here. But we're going to start with a group that's... to me, was well known for using different types of things to create a sound, and that's the Beach Boys. And from their album Pet Sounds and the song Pet Sounds, you can hear the drummer beating on not only an empty large gallon bucket of water and also a couple of empty Coke cans, but you think it's kind of a drum.
When you say... again, as we were talking about this last night, you said an empty container of water. I see those big yellow and red thermoses hanging off of pickup trucks.
Right. So, no, I don't know. So this was recorded in the 60s. I don't know about what they had then, but that's how it was described in the write-up. And we're going to follow that right up with someone else that was very popular during that time, and that is... someone, if you know me, you will know that I had to squeeze Herb Alpert in here somehow. A song he did, I guess this is early in the 70s, a song called The Factory, where he took little snippets of sounds from a factory and then included them in this song, but he also mimicked the factory sounds with the percussions he had available. And it's kind of a fun thing to listen to.
I must insert here... for those of you who know Peter's devotion to Herb Alpert, that my first suggestion was Allentown by Billy Joel. But we deferred, of course, to Herb Alpert. Thank you very much.
Who, by the way, this week turned, what was it,
86
yeah. years old. Alrighty, let's start off with Pet Sounds.
Thank you.
Herb Alpert and the Factoring, before that Pet Sounds, Beach Boys. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I'm Pete Pasteur, your host of Listening Lyrics, along with Jeannie.
And I'll throw in that it's almost April.
Well, it is, yeah.
And we've gone through our commemoration of 1 year of lockdown. Things are starting to feel a little less restrictive. So it's all good.
Yeah, it is all good. The the next two songs. Oh, by the way, before I go on, I need to remind everybody you're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California, where the grassroots grow.
You betcha.
You betcha. You got it right. KDRT is probably the biggest little station this side of the Rockies.
I thought you were going to say this side of the causeway. All righty.
Hey, would that include the Bay Area? That's pretty big.
That is pretty big.
Yeah, okay. So, you can also find us online at kdrt.org. And on top of that, if you're driving anywhere in the globe, if you go to your favorite app for radio stations, just ask the app to play KDRT and we'll pop up.
How handy is
that? How handy is that?
You don't have to miss a thing.
Miss nothing. We have, 30-some DJs putting out original shows from music, talk, all genres of music. It is a fun radio station. Alrighty, let's keep going. We're now going to play two songs that include saws. So this is one, what would you call that? A handsaw that you pull back and forth. And I would imagine on both of these songs, they're using that. They're kind of bending the saw to get the notes and using a violin. What do you call that?
Wand.
Not a wand. A violin to go over it. I don't know what you call that.
I don't either. You know, where are you when we need you?
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me. And one day we will die and our ashes will fly from the aeroplane over the sea. But for now we are young, let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing we can see. Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here with me.
Boy, I goofed there, Jeannie. I didn't introduce the songs we were about to play, so now I've got to do it. You just finished hearing The Lat's Dance by Sarah McLachlan, and you could hear that saw in the background. And the Neutral Milk Honey group, which I adore. That song is called, or in the song we played, it's called In the Airplane Over the Sea.
And anyone who's heard that doing, oing, oing, oing kind of sound that a saw blade makes will recognize it.
Absolutely. Well, we only have one song left.
Mm.
And that's by Pink Floyd. Shine On You Crazy Diamond. And in that, you're going to hear...
wine glasses.
Right. And it's not the tick, tick, tick on the wine glasses. It's when you kind of wet your finger and rub over the top and you can create different sounds.
That means they've probably used very fine crystal.
And they probably were pouring very fine wine.
I would guess.
While they were doing it. Hey, it's been a fun show. Thank you all for listening. We're going to fade out with Shine On You Crazy Diamond. By Pink Floyd, using wine glasses. And we'll see you all next week at the same time right here on KDRT 95.7. Take care now. Bye.
God.